Well, good morning. How's everybody doing today on Tuesday, February 27th, 2018? Today would have been my mother's 85th birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. I lost her about 5 years ago. And I miss her because your mom is like your best advocate always. And, my mom, she turned me on to the gift of music. She taught me how to play guitar. She taught me how to play drums. She got me into jamming with her all the time. And it was rad, you know? Like, I can't even think of a better childhood to have than the one I had with my mom and dad. Just great people, man. Super great people. Anyway, I hope everybody's having a great morning. I hope your coffee's hot and so is your chick. Because nothing's better than hot coffee and a hot chick. Started off this morning with the Stitches Automatic. Great band, great song. And then Motocrist, Sun Won't Shine Today. Maybe where you are, maybe in Southern California the sun is shining today, but here in Utah it's gloomy. Salt Lake City is gloomy today, but we're going to make the best of it. Let's rock out with this. Right on. That was Motorcycle Boy with Get Around. And before that, we had Smog Town with Sex Offender, Gender Bender. Chavez. Guitardo. Fucking that band rules, man. Okay, I'm not going to cuss anymore. I'm going to try and really clean it up. Because you know what? I'm sick of cuss. I'm sick of listening to my show back and it's all, you know, the F word and everything. And I don't know. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. I just don't want my listeners to have to listen to it or turn it down because their kids are in the other room. And, you know, I'll let the music do all the creepy talking. Speaking of creepy talking, how about that song by Smog Town? Sex Offender, Gender Bender. Listen to the words of that. It's about ladyboys down in Thailand. Can't tell if it's a lady or a man. I love it. And you know what? I don't know what's going on with Smog Town. I'm going to have to make some calls and find out. I'd love to do an interview with them. They had a couple albums out on Disaster that were, both killer albums. I remember listening to them all the time on the road. Always packed the house there in Costa Mesa, Long Beach area. So get a chance and you see them playing out, check them out. Smog Town and Motorcycle Boy. You know, they pop up every once in a while and do some, like, I wouldn't call it reunion shows. They just, they get together and it's, I think, Francois. I think he's still running the camp, and I know Johnny Whitmer from the Stitches plays guitar with them when they do pop up now and then, and just a great fucking band. Oh, there it goes again. A great band. I'm going to put a nickel in the jar every time. I'll hopefully not be a rich man from it, but anyway, yeah, so there's that, and so we're almost packed completely. We are completely packed. We're just doing some cleanup. I don't want to leave the place a mess. I forgot my disco lights. I got to get those for sure. And moving to the new place is just going to be insane. And you've been hearing me talk about it. And, you know, all I can tell you is, like, everything that I wanted to do is coming true. Like my partner David just like helped me see the reality and things that I thought were just gonna be like, you know, a fantasy, a dream, but you know, I don't know, I just didn't know how to put all the little things together to start up something like that. But You know, he encouraged me in the right direction, and he's got all that business smart stuff, you know, like he went to college and all that smart guy stuff. And I needed somebody like that around because I don't have that, you know. I know how to write music, and I know how to fucking, you know, there it goes again. I know how to play guitar and write songs and perform like a son of a gun, and I know how to, like, you know, be smart with my money and that sort of thing. But, like, I don't know how to go, like, get a business license and you know, all that stuff. Like, I don't know how to do that. And I needed somebody like that. And the man upstairs, like, knew that. And hopefully I give back to him, you know, something that he gives to me. And, you know, I got a couple people like that in my life. I got a friend, Randy, who's the same way. Like, he knows how to do, like, life in the regular society guy world. And he always, you know, is willing to help me. And it's cool having people like that around because, man, I couldn't navigate my way through this world without people like that, man. I'm a retard when it comes to that. Thank goodness for rock and roll because I'd be lost. Speaking of rock and roll, check this out. All right, LA Guns with Electric Gypsy. Great. You know, that's another one you got to check out. LA Guns, you know, it's not that new. It came out a few months back, but the new record's unbelievable. I mean, best comeback record I've heard in ages. So good. I saw them. They came here, Salt Lake City, and I saw them with Phil back in, wow. Good job, guys, man. Great record. Always a great performance. Tracy's such a great guitar player, and he's so fun to watch. If you're a guitar player, especially, because he always got some killer rig set up. You know, he knows tone. A good guitar player isn't just good on his guitar, man. A good guitar player knows what good tone is. And you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love plugging a Les Paul into a Marshall just like anybody else, but knowing which pickups and which Marshall sounds good with what guitar and through in what room. And it's an art in itself. And I was fortunate enough to, you know, I grew up around guitar players like that, where it was like everybody was super anal about their tone. And yeah, so, you know, Tracy's got, like, when I saw him, he had like two plexi, you know, Marshall plexis, running up stereo, and then he had a Park amp set up through the middle. And yeah, just great stuff. Before that, Buck Cherry, Crazy Bitch, Stevie D, another guitar player, same way. He's you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff with him on social media. He's playing Sully guitars, you know, anybody who knows that guitar, it knows that maker, that guitar's all about tone. So yeah, a couple of really good guitar bands in a row there. I've been tinkering around with combo, little vintage combo amps lately, and man, I came across one that's just, gosh, what a great little amp. It's got such warm flavor to it. On my Les Pauls, I run the same thing all the time. I run a Seymour Duncan, a JB on the bridge position, and then a Pearly Gates up on the neck. And that's always been like my favorite setup in a Les Paul. And I thought it sounded good before through just like a JCM 800. But man, through this combo amp, I want to get my hands on a Vox AC30, because I've been really digging those lately, and I want to hear my Les Pauls through that. And I'm gonna be changing it up this year. Before I go out, I'm not gonna be running Les Pauls in this new record. I'm gonna be playing the reissued Gibson RD. They reissued it from 1977, 78, and I'm going to be running those. I'm going to pick up two of those, and I'm going to run those with that pickup configuration. And then I'm going to be playing an Explorer, a couple of Explorers with just the stock humbuckers in it. And that's going to be like my two sounds that, you know, but through them little combo amps, 30-watt combo amps. So anyway, that's enough guitar talk. I know you non-guitar players probably would say, what the hell was all that? But I know a lot of guitar players listen to my shit. So there's that. And yeah, we got some really cool stuff for you here coming up. Check this out. Right on. I told you. Good stuff, huh? That last track there, that's Jail City Rockers. You had it coming. I played that. It's the same reason I played the Mike Spent Black Belt, Sun Goes Gray, because one, I'm going to interview both of those guys this week on the show, doing a telephone interview with Andrew from Jail City Rockers and Mike from Mike Spent Black Belt. That song I can't get enough of. I keep listening to that over and over, man. I just really got to, I got to give it to him. Mike, that's great stuff, man. Really digging the new stuff he's doing. And, you know, as much as I dig the old stuff, but this, I think he's got a new direction here with this. It's a little more rock and roll, and it just, it's so killer. And Jail City Rockers, man, you know, I think they're going through some changes too right now. I don't know. I can't always trust what I read on social media, because I think sometimes I'm just tired and I read stuff wrong or what. But anyway, we'll find out, because I'm gonna put the pressure on, find out what the deal is. But they're Salt Lake City's premier punk rock band. In my opinion, they're about the only punk rock band here in Salt Lake City. There's some bands here that are hardcore, and there's some, you know, oi kind of, you know, working class stuff that's, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's got an audience too. I love that style of music, but it's got to be really done just right. It can't be imitated. You know, it's oi, it has its own way of, like, if you're not a working class blue collar stiff, you can't do that stuff. You it won't come across right. It won't be, can't portray something that you're not. And you know, and rock and roll can be very forgiving. There's got a lot of wimpy guys up there that sound like badasses, and you got a lot of, you know, badasses that can make you think they're sweethearts. But like in that style there, that's true street stuff. You got to have true street credit, not just jolly old round the beer bars, you know, stuff. So I'm pretty critical when it comes to that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't give bad reviews. It's not my style. But I will say that I'm challenging any of the bands here in Salt Lake City that are calling themselves that to step up and sound like your heroes, you know, or something. Anyway, so yeah, and then speaking of that, like there's some great stuff going on at Punk Rock Bowling this year. You know, not to mention, like, every year it seems to be getting better again. But Agnostic Front, Old Firm Casuals, there's some really cool stuff on the lineup there. I think the Dwarves are on the bill the same night with the Shrine. Shrine is a band that I knew the name for a while. They're kind of big in the skate rock world, and but I didn't know any songs. I just really hadn't taken the time to check them out until one of my old bass players, Corey Parks, started playing with them. And hoo-wee, man, what a band. And I mean, they got their high energy, and they just, trying to think of when I first saw the, you know, like, cause a lot of stuff that's all the stuff that's on YouTube is prior to her being in the band. But they reminded me a lot of the first time I saw, what was the name of the band? I can't think of it, but it was a band that I thought was cool. Wasn't it Turbo ACs? It was somebody. Anyway, good rock and roll, man. And I mean, ooh-wee, exciting too. And then throw Corey, you know, fire breathing, 7 foot tall, beautiful woman, like on top of that, like, ooh-wee, man. What a lineup, and what a great show. So The Shrine, man, check them out. Do not miss them at Punk Rock Bowling if you're going there. So, and then Turbo Negro, I don't know. I'm going to see if I can con David into driving down there, because I would really like to see. I have not seen Turbo Negro with the new singer. I've, you know, heard the material, and I've seen some videos, and seems pretty cool. I loved Hank, though. Be really hard to fill his shoes in my eyes. But I think also because I know what a fun guy he is, you know what I mean? Like, besides being, you know, really a great and brilliant on stage, he's a real neat guy too. So, like, you know, personality always shines. Anyway, so yeah, and speaking of that, I'm going to dig up some Hank because I miss that boy. All right. Yep, that was two from Turbo Negro. It was a Self-Destructo Bust and Prince of the Rodeo. Love that album, man. Both of those two albums, Apocalypse Dudes and Scandinavian Leather, are amazing records. So good. Oslo, Norway at its finest. And then, Michael Monroe, Not Faking It. What'd we play there? I think I played Not Faking It. I can't remember. Oh, but Michael Monroe from Hanoi Rocks. Yeah. Gone solo years ago and just keeps kicking ass, still kicking ass. And, yeah, that dude's amazing. Amazing on the sax, amazing on the vocals, amazing on everything. So, man, if you get a chance, he's out, I think, on tour right now. I think the last time I saw he was in Manchester. So, he either already gone through Europe or he'll jump the puddle and get over there next. But check him out. And the Dead Boys, I think they're back from Europe now, and they're back in the States, or they'll be back in the States here pretty quick, and then they're going to finish up here, and they've been out for a while, Cheetah Chrome, and the guy playing bass, Ricky Ratt, from the Trash Brats, Detroit guy, super cool dude, and super great bass player. He's good dude. And it's rad that, you know, the Dead Boys are out doing it, you know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it until I die. I hate when people say, oh, but it's only this original member or something. You know what? And it comes to the Dead Boys, I don't care if it's half a Cheetah Chrome, you know, I don't care if it's just his legs showed up. Anybody who didn't get a chance to see that stuff and feel those songs live, by somebody who wrote them, needs to get to experience that, you know, because it's an amazing act. And you know what? I think I know, Cheetah Chrome, I don't know him, surprisingly enough. But I know enough about him to know that he wouldn't put shit out, you know? He wouldn't come out and do it if it was anywhere close to half-assed. So there's that. And all that good stuff. But I'm going to wrap this up because I got some stuff going on right now and I got to get on it. But it's been really fun spending the morning with y'all, and close it out with a couple of really super cool tracks. And you know what? Smile. It might be the best thing you do all day.